Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And joining me to begin with is, because we left some stones unturned the other day, and plus there's been other developments, of course, but joining me again from beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and author, by the way, yes. Good morning, good afternoon. How's it going?
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Frady. Great. How about you?
Yeah. My last day on the planet as a 60-year-old.
Oh. Yeah, well, happy birthday a day early.
Sure. Yeah. Tomorrow's a working day, so but I doing my work is not exactly like digging ditches. So anyhow. I was reading the stuff that you were emailing, and I'm sort of intrigued by that, but What is the significance of this person's attorney being disbarred? I'm very curious about that.
Sure. So one of the January 6th defendants, a man named Kelly Meggs, has been incarcerated since February 19, 2021.
Wow.
There are those who say that the 37 or so who are pre-trial incarcerated are political prisoners. I do think there's an argument to be made there. Mr. Meggs has, during the course of this litigation, had more than one attorney. That is not uncommon among January 6th defendants, but it rather stands out when an attorney is disbarred, which is not, fortunately for the profession, a common occurrence. So Mr. Meg's current attorney is a man named Jonathan Mosley, who has admission to more than one jurisdiction. And it is the Commonwealth of Virginia who revoked his license. The order revoking his license lists a number of disciplinary rule violations and cites them out, but the order contains no finding of fact. So, super quick legal lesson, any order of a court in the United States needs to have both findings of fact and conclusion of law. So we are entitled to know what were the factors that particularly stood out to your judge or your administrative body that led them to reach the conclusion that a law was violated or not. This order does not have any findings of fact. So I have no idea what case this even relates to, who complained against the attorney. The dates of March 31st and April 1st are handwritten into this order as being dates he was afforded a hearing of his own. Do not know if he will be appealing it. So there's a lot of things I don't know. But what we do know is that Judge Mehta, M-E-H-T-A, at D.C. District Court, who is presiding over all defendants who are accused of being oath keepers, of which that includes Mr. Kelly Meggs, incarcerated, did learn of this proceeding and said, Mr. Mosley, you can't file anything further on behalf of Mr. Meggs unless a couple exigent circumstances apply. To his absolute credit, Mr. Mosley then went ahead and on April 13th essentially gave me and anyone else who bothers to go into PACER the federal filing system, an early Christmas present. Because he went ahead and filed a couple motions on behalf of Mr. Meigs saying, we're less than 90 days to trial. If I don't file these motions on his behalf, I don't know who will, because we do not yet have replacement counsel. So first, let's drive home the problem of not having an attorney when you're in a federal prison and you are less than 90 days to what's called a date certain for trial. That's bad. That's bad, in plain English. I have practiced litigation for more than 30 years in federal and state court, and I will tell you what I'm always telling my clients. Don't worry unless I tell you to worry. My job is to focus on your legal needs so you can go ahead and essentially be living your life as best as possible while I'm dealing with the legal things. Most cases are fairly routine. You're hoping to simply satisfy the court, work with opposing counsel, get things done, get your client back on track of living. So I always tell my clients, I will tell you when you need to worry. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be upfront with you. I will call you in those instances. You will come sit in the chair across the desk of me, and I will tell you what to worry about and why. I didn't sleep last night. I don't know how to put this into plain English, but out of more than 800 defendants, this is bad. Because we're 15 months into this, there have been precious few attorneys who have actually stepped up to the plate to represent these defendants during this trial period. And I agree with Mr. Mosley, who actually has given a couple interviews in the past few days, including to Newsweek, and of all the surprises, Newsweek actually quoted him, I think probably accurately, of him saying, okay, so where are the attorneys? It's not like there's an attorney on every corner to step up and represent a pretrial incarcerated defendant facing a January 6th trial in less than 90 days. Am I managing to communicate this clearly?
Yes.
Okay. So, on the one hand, we all need to pray because there's 330 million people in America. There's God knows how many attorneys nationwide. A lot. A lot. But this is the problem with the profession in 2022. Most attorneys I know, and I know attorneys all over the country, are happy to do house closings. They're happy to take traffic tickets. They're happy to do bread and butter legal work, but not go to the mat.
Very few litigators.
Yes. Well, attorneys in general, but yes.
Yeah. I don't know what the incidence is of that sort of a speciality, but it seems to me that the fun of being an attorney, the challenge of being an attorney, maybe this is me looking in from the outside. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing, I've been around attorneys who specialize in that kind of thing, and I'm just like, they tend to be some of the least assertive people I've ever seen. I was represented by an attorney in a deposition, my wife and I, and this guy ripped us up and down until it was my turn for him to question me. Then I sort of tied him in knots, which my attorney told me that I might have missed my calling. But it had nothing to do with anything that we were actually there to discuss. It was just to be able to say that they could do it. And, you know. Anyway, I just say if I didn't have to go to college for 8 or 9 years, I might would give it a shot. But I'm sort of getting up there. Tell you what, you hang on real quick. Tell everybody how to find your website.
Yes, 2ampatriot.com. 2am, because if you're like me, you're lying awake at night worried about the Second Amendment. Patriot.com.
We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capanna. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and you were just talking about how dude was, I guess somebody was basically going, is there a lawyer in the house and nobody was stepping up? There a breakdown as to how many lawyers out there practicing attorneys today are actually litigators, criminal litigators? Under what type of law are we talking about here that they would need to be practicing in order to step up?
Federal criminal defense litigation, yes. So it's a little bit like, I was trying to think during the break of a good equivalents, and I was thinking of an aircraft carrier.
Right.
So it's probably the ratio of an F-15 pilot to the entire carrier. I mean, it's because I don't mean just a run-of-the-mill council in terms of who would be my dream team.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to name names on the air, but there's probably three or four total that I'm aware of in the country, and right now they're not representing any of the January 6th defendants. So, I mean, they're just not even on deck. And that's part of the problem, and you and I have discussed it, multiple other broadcasters and I have discussed it for the past 15 months, is we are in an odd spot as Second Amendment supporters, because while we do have the national NRA organization, they do have an entire department of in-house attorneys. Those attorneys are not involved with criminal defense litigation. They do not even represent clients, so they do more coordination.
Right.
Then you've got Second Amendment Foundation, which I completely respect, and they work with different attorneys. But, you know, the problem with the Second Amendment Bar, where there's, again, very few attorneys that are 100% full-time on the Second Amendment, is that most of them tend to be involved in only two pockets. One is the gun itself, so the physical firearm. You know, Biden shoots his mouth off about ghost guns, and if you say to Biden, how many holes have to be drilled out on a lower receiver to bench build an AR, the guy isn't going to know.
Right.
But, or self-defense in the home where there is a shooting which occurs. So, you know, those are considered to be like the two Second Amendment pockets. I have been a hybrid for the past 15 years where my work is focused only on the intersection of the Second Amendment with other civil rights. So I'm kind of in the other half of the Bill of Rights. I look at things like privacy, equal protection, free speech. The due process clause is huge for me, and freedom of assembly. So I sort of walk into January 6th with the entire skill set for analyzing policy aspects, bills that are now pending post-January 6th, all of the litigation that's going on, but not to be first chair on a crim-def side of things. So, for example, I could certainly work without question easily and move even to live wherever the primary defense team will be for all of the appellate work.
Right.
And I would say that's where I have some pretty unique skills that would really benefit folks once they're on appeal. And I could do second chair for this. The problem is, who's going to walk into this? I mean, I feel like, yes, somebody like me, somebody like a number of my colleagues, you've got enough courtroom experience that T minus 90 days isn't going to make you completely nuts. But you're not going to be happy on cases this important to history that you weren't the one who set up the case from the beginning. Because I can tell you from having looked at all this litigation for 15 months, there's multiple elements that to me are basic. And here's where this issue of Mr. Mosley, who was Mr. Meigs' attorney, becomes really interesting. I don't want the conspiracy theorists to go completely nuts, so just relax for a minute. But then attorney Mosley was actually pursuing discovery in a rigorous way. By that, here's what I mean. TASER doesn't actually show you discovery demands exchanged between the attorneys. Those are not required to be filed. So while people might be thinking that I'm having a little lull in how many blogs I'm writing, it's because we're in a phase of the case where things are going on that are not visible to the public. In fact, the attorneys of January 6th are under universal gag orders. So, for example, Mr. Meigs or Ms. Watkins or Mr. Harrelson's attorneys can't simply go walk into the podium and go, hey, look at what I got on discovery yesterday from the U.S. DOJ and hold up a photograph. So, like most of America, I am waiting for the trials to begin so that we actually get to see some of the materials that were exchanged during discovery. But when discovery isn't functioning, then attorneys do file motions and they say, hey, judge, I asked opposing counsel for this. They won't give it to me. I know they have it, or I think they do. And in this case, Mr. Mosley did that. He made a demand December 13, 2021, for very specific things related to January 6th that thrill me no end. We can talk about it in the next segment. The court actually ordered USDOJ to provide a certification by a deadline in January, which USDOJ met. We definitely want to talk about that in the next segment.
Okay.
But the impression that I have is that when USDOJ promised Mr. Mosley further materials in January, it's now April, and he still doesn't have them. So that's where it starts to get really dicey, because I will tell you what Mr. Mosley asked for is one of the most critical questions I have of this whole shenanigans from January 6th. And now the guy is disbarred for reasons, who knows? Who knows? Because the order doesn't say. So that's kind of that second chill that went through me yesterday of, yeah, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist on this one. I really don't. But he's the only attorney pursuing discovery orders and subpoenas to compel and driving the court sufficiently nuts that even Judge Maeda has completely lost his patience in some of his minute orders. I mean, completely. I can just picture him on the bench, completely losing his patience.
Right.
But Mosley's doing his job. And
well,
he's 100% correct that what he's looking for is 100% relevant, critical evidence. And he's the only attorney who thus far is not stipulating that the U.S. Capitol was open on January 6th. And that's what's making the judge mad.
Okay. Hang on right there, if you will. We'll pick this up on the other side when we get back talking talking about the law affair that seems to be going on within this, just as he tries to get people trying to get a fair trial. With Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
A silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge. In many ways, the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News. A new coronavirus test is getting the thumbs up from the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. The Boston Athletic Association held a press conference on Thursday with law enforcement officials to discuss a plan to secure the Boston Marathon this coming Monday. The FBI special agent in charge of the Boston division, Joe Bavana Valenta, describes the status of potential threats against the event.
At this point in time, neither the FBI or any other United States government agency is aware of any specific or credible threats targeting this year's race that can change in a heartbeat.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. So I had to cut you off there in mid-sentence, sort of.
I do want to ask you this one question. Yeah.
So like, if a lawyer is coming in and, a client is about to be denied. Now this Judge Maida, is Judge Maida a fair judge?
I think so. Okay. Yes. I think he's growing a little bit tired of the issue. So in other words, at the onset of the case, let's say the first 3 to 4 months, I think he had excellent energy, briefing on the papers. I think a combination of the courtroom situation for COVID in the building and all those kinds of restrictions, plus the scale of the number of co-defendants, just for my core cases. And remember, he's got all kinds of other cases on top of it. So I've got approximately 23 core cases, all of which belong to him. You've got absolute ridiculousness coming out of the Department of Justice in ways that I can't emphasize enough. This business of, here, have a new indictment. Here, let us change the charges. Here, let us reconfigure the case and split you into two groups. I have never seen such prosecutorial gamesmanship ever. So that will also be wearing down the judge.
Right.
What's tough is that by the end of March, just this past month, some appropriate motions were made concerning, judge, listen, we know July 11 is a date certain. We know you've already moved the trial date twice. We know several of these defendants are pretrial incarcerated. We get all of that. But, judge, you got to understand, DOJ still hasn't furnished us all the discovery. And they're saying as much in their documents. It's not like defense counsel was exaggerating. They're changing the indictments around. They're reconfiguring which defendants are now, as opposed to one group, into two groups, Group A, Group B. We can't be ready by July 11th. So the attorneys are not even waiting until the last minute. And the judge just in plain English, lost it and said, listen, I've been a defense attorney. You all are going to trial on July 11th. And I understand what the judge is doing there, because I have been in the space that these defense counsel now find themselves. And it is a very strange compliment from the bench when a judge essentially says, I'm putting all my faith and trust in you to be ready, because we have to make this happen. And it's actually a slight favoritism. Oh, I have to be really careful about using that word. But it is a professional compliment when a judge is choosing, if you will, one side of the attorneys, that attorney table over this attorney table. So choosing the defense attorney table to bring it home. He thinks they can deliver. Not necessarily a not guilty verdict. That's neither here nor there, but that the attorneys are capable. And even if the attorneys are not feeling capable, the judge is feeling that the attorneys are capable. And yet, it's such a backwards compliment, because you're sitting there as an attorney going, oh, you know, I'm glad you think I'm a good attorney, but judge, really seriously. So, I get all of this dynamic, but I'm still back to, and Mr. Mosley wanted information that the court, because the court is a lawyer and then a judge, and other attorneys, because I know attorneys and they wear these blinders, have simply not been pursuing, but it relates to the discovery of the pipe bomb at the RNC and the DNC on January 6th. And I keep bringing this up because the testimony of USCP Chief Stephen Sund back in February of 2021, shortly after the events of January 6th, was USCP responds to that bomb threat at 12:47 p.m. He finds out about it at 12:52 p.m. That's when he makes a decision to close the Capitol out of an abundance of caution. All laid out in my book, by the way.
Right.
The 20 things you need to know about January 6th. The joint session of Congress to count the electoral ballots did not gavel in until 1:06 p.m. And they ran for more than 45 minutes in session before a Rule 12 was called and the two chambers shut down, one subsequent of the other. Translation, every attorney should be arguing nothing my client did resulted in the shutdown of the Capitol. The building was open. The pipe bombs were discovered. A decision was made. They failed to execute. USCP failed to execute on the closing of the building. Failed. Completely. Top to bottom.
Okay.
Failed.
Define this. Was it because of the amount of time that elapsed? Was it because they just did not do it? Where do you get that they failed this, just so that I can be clear on this? Because it's one thing now, you know, like if in a real world situation, if something is, if you've been breached or something, there's no protocol to be followed. You put it out and say, shelter in place, get down, and
sure.
You do that.
But listen, in grammar school, you practiced fire drill.
Sure.
The U.S. Capitol, break the glass, hit the hammer, set off the sprinklers. You should be able to signify emergency instantly. You are the chief of the United States Capitol Police on premises. Sure. You've made a security decision to shut down the building. I don't care if you have to pull the fire alarm. Shut it down.
And who makes this call?
USCP chief testified that he made the decision and did not consult with his two other peers he could have consulted with. were not law enforcement officers. He simply made the decision, decided he would take the heat later for making a unilateral decision.
Sure.
And then nothing happens inside or outside that building to shut it down. That means all those folks who showed up there, now I'm not talking about violence, I'm not talking about breaking windows, it's a whole other bailiwick.
Right.
But the people who showed up on the ground, people who walked through open doors.
Right.
Where's the crime?
Well, that is the,
where's
that
the crime?
That's
how
a big question,
can
right?
you, Department of Justice, have charged them at all when, as Mr. Mosley's discovery request asked, everything concerning discovery of the pipe bomb, who advised the joint session to recess, what communication was there about should they recess, and
hang
how
right
to
there.
Evacuate?
Hang on right there, because I got a couple of questions of my own on that one. Paloma Cabana, you can find her at 2 a.m. What is it? 2 a.m. dot?
2 a.m. Patriots.com.
I knew it was something like that. Plus, you're trying to get a booth at the NRA, so if you're going to the NRA, she'll be there
I
as
am.
Well. Hang on, Paloma.
North Carolina State GOP.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We have been talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. This has been a really quick hour. And the question I was getting to is like if I... Okay, so let's say I meet the criteria. Now, do you meet the criteria to represent one of these people?
On a motion for pro hoc vice, yes. So okay. I have underlying admission. I'm admitted through the United States Supreme Court and two of the federal circuit courts of appeals. But right. For something like this that's specific and I don't anticipate being in Washington, D.C. District Court, often one makes a motion. So, yes, I'm qualified to make the motion, and I don't have any reason to believe I would not be motioned in, yes.
Right. So.
Yeah.
So if you were if you were to ride into this, I mean, you just can't go up there and volunteer, can you? Or can you?
If I had the appropriate criminal defense courtroom training at this point, I simply would drop everything and try to make sure he wasn't unrepresented. But it does not help him for me to simply say, I'll take first chair. He needs a first chair at the least.
Right. So first chair would be the lead attorney.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So if he were to get that first attorney, can the first attorney come in and say, you know, I'm looking at this, Your Honor, and, you know, in the interest of my client getting the most fair hearing and all the due process that I think he's entitled to by the Constitution, what say you give me a minute to compose myself so I can present this case the right way? And is there anything he can put into play to where the judge is sort of bound to agree with that because of, you know, just the way the court operates?
If it's somebody who's on par with me, but on the criminal side, so 30 years of courtroom work, probably
right.
Not. Probably not. Because Mr. Meigs is a co-defendant with a group who are all scheduled on that same scheduling order.
Right.
And I don't think the court is going to separate that group. So it would mean shifting the entire group to the next scheduled trial date, which is September. Now, the foil of that is, listen, from July 11 switching over to September at this point, given how long
right.
they've been in prison, I don't see as a big deal. And 2 extra months would probably then be sufficient. I mean, 5 months. To get up to speed, make whatever pretrial motions and so forth, get with other co-counsels and see what they're up to, what the thoughts are, and try to put on a very effective streamlined trial by using that extra 2 months, sure.
Right.
But I doubt, I would put the odds sort of 80-20 against Judge Maeda giving any further extension of trial date. So, yes, it does work to Mr. Meigs' detriment to be trying to find counsel at this time. Yes, that's why I said in the first, you know, segment of our show today, this is bad. This is a very unfortunate juncture.
I do get that. I mean, is this? But my question is this by design? Is this just the worst break that could possibly happen? Was this put in place? Was this all lined up to happen this way? I mean, that kind of thing.
I don't know. Listen, I'm just being really candid with our listeners. I do realize I'm not just talking intimately with Bill Frady on a private line here. We're live.
Yeah.
But just looking at Mr. Mosley's work in this case, so let me just look at it that way, if you will.
Sure.
I would probably have gotten the judge more aggravated exponentially than Mr. Mosley. And it is a singular defect in the legal profession that it craves things being done on agreement. We've now had 5 trials through to completion, several guilty verdicts, 1 acquittal, 1 split with not guilty and guilty in the same case.
Right.
And what I'm watching these attorneys do is what attorneys do. They sign these stipulations ahead of trial. The following facts are not in dispute. And on that list is that the United States Capitol was closed on January 6th. It is the United States Department of Justice burden of proof. And they have not satisfied it yet. If the attorneys were even looking at other cases in this melee of 800 cases, they would see how many different competing and at times conflicting proposals the Department of Justice and the FBI agents are putting into these papers as to what exactly was going on January 6th, let alone actually getting down to the minute of the fact that Sund made a decision to close the building shortly before 1 o'clock. Congress gavels in after 1 o'clock. And keeps going.
So if the building is closed, should Congress be there? That's the first question. My next question is this. I saw something in the news where somebody's come out and said, you know, we had a bunch of FBI guys implanted all around in January 6th. You saw that, right?
They definitely did. That's not news to me. Yes. And we've, over the course of the past 15 months, my blog, my website, shows with you, shows with Bill Robinson out of WYSL in New York, et cetera, Cheryl Todd, Gun Freedom Radio. I mean, if people click through my website, I've been saying that for months. And even the United States Department of Justice talks about in their papers filed January 20, 2022, in response to papers filed by now Mr. Not Attorney Mosley, that there were USCP plainclothes officers in the House and Senate chambers. There was the Secret Service, et cetera, et cetera. So what's the Christmas present? What's the Christmas present that Mr. Mosley essentially brings to us somewhat unwittingly and that may have cost him his license if I'm a conspiracy theorist? But the Department of Justice, in responsive papers in January to Mr. Mosley, said, listen, we have more records we're still going to provide you with, and we don't have any control over USCP. It specifically says, the government notes, this is from Attorney Matthew Graves, United States Attorney for the DOJ, the government notes that it does not control or have access to records maintained or created by the U.S. Capitol Police.
So they're just a rogue agency that runs on their own?
Yes. Yes. Because I have been telling you since more than a year about my own experience in trying to get records from USCP and their lovely chief attorney, James Joyce, writing me beautiful letters. He doesn't even fold a single-page letter into a number 10 business envelope. He puts it in a huge brown manila envelope that says United States Capitol Police, Office of the Chief, on the outside of the envelope, and it says, USCP is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. No records enclosed.
Now,
you can find this same letter all over the internet of other people on other cases. But what we, the American people, what we, Second Amendment supporters, are really able to prove at this minute, above anything else we can prove since January 6th, is that if we didn't fear the USCP before January 6th, we sure as hell should now. You got a $500 million agency running the United States Capitol building.
Well, I mean, the only reason.
Police?
Well, the only reason.
Pelosi?
Well, I'm going to run out of time, I think, before. So I'm going to give you the two questions, and we need to reconvene maybe, say, on, I don't know, first chance we get next week, which might be Wednesday.
Okay.
So this whole we're not susceptible to FOIA, is that challengeable? Can that be tested? Is there anywhere to go to test that? And
sure,
on the other one, huh?
But if DOJ can't get USCP records, it's the United States Department of Justice.
Maybe go
and
get
federal prosecutions can't get USCP records.
Right.
We've got a bigger problem than if Paloma Capano, attorney, yeah, citizen, sending out a FOIA can't get records. A much bigger problem.
Yeah. We've run out of time. I will get with you. We'll figure this out. Well, we'll talk about
it. Thank you,
Bill. Check out Paloma Capano, 2ampatriot.com. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. We're going to be speaking with writer Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.